This is Faith Talk Live with Rick Probst and Dan Ratcliffe, right here on Faith Talk Atlanta.
Thank you for that, Dan Ratcliffe.
Yes, it's tax day. Well, it's officially the day after tax day, kind of, but...
That is one of my all-time favorite Beatles songs, and I love hearing that around tax time.
Yes.
And when should I start putting my taxes together? Should that be...
Sometime before midnight tonight would probably be a good idea.
You're listening to Faith Talk Live. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Happy Monday.
Is it Monday already?
Yes, it seems.
Like it was only yesterday that Susan Norris was in the studio busting chops and ringing bells.
She loves doing that, doesn't she?
She really does.
Well, speaking of ringing bells... I left my bell.
There you go.
Here.
Thank you. And we've got a special guest, couple of special guests in the studio. Kit Cummings, speaker, author, master in theology, founder and president of the Power of Peace Project. We're going to talk to him in a second. Power of Peace Project, healing wounded communities. And I took a picture of his arm only because he has a full-on sleeve on there, tattooed sleeve. We may talk about that. I'm going to tweet that out.
And master of theology.
Yes.
So should we call you Master Kit? Or...
Well,
or is
yes,
Kit? Fine.
I think yes.
Master Kit.
Like Master Jedi.
Yeah, exactly.
I did a radio interview and she kept saying, King Kit. And I'm like, we'd go to break and I'd say, don't do that again. She'd come back, she'd think that I have that in the contract. It'd be King Kit.
Awesome. Like, good to talk to you. And also the executive producer, but what is Debbie here? Debbie McAdoo. She's executive what?
Director,
almost said
and
producer.
And manager. Yeah.
Queen awesome. Debbie is what we should call her then, right?
Awesome. You can follow us on Twitter at RickFTA, at DanFTA. What is your Twitter ID? It's
PowerPeace88.
What's the 88 for?
I love it.
Because you love 88?
I mean, we can get into that if you want to. That's a whole nother...
Yeah.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/FaithTalkLive, streaming and on demand at faithtalkatlanta.com and on our app. And we're currently, I don't think we paid the bill today because Periscope's
giving
me
a fit today.
What's
so.
Up with that? Somebody call corporate and we'll see what's going on there. Executive producer Adam Asher, who is sporting what do you call that thing? Did you see that thing? The beard is our executive producer.
Rocking the beard, man.
What is the thing in the back? Now, I went back in the day, I had a mullet and a ponytail, but you don't call that little thing on his head a ponytail, do you?
It's kind of a ponytail. I mean, if he did it just right, it could be a man bun, but it's really kind of more of a ponytail.
No, David Beckham did it, which made it
Is that what
cool.
it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he hadn't done it, yeah.
But he looks like he should be in a martial arts movie, right? Doesn't he? With a logger.
All dressed up like
a
that?
A logger.
Yeah, okay.
Kung Fu logger. Anyway, awesome. Did you have a great weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. We got to hang out with some old friends, including Jimmy Slick, who
when you
know.
Say old, you mean old friends like in age, like me?
Both. 54? Both old in age and old that they've been friends for quite some time.
Awesome.
But, yeah, we've had a good time.
And you visited your dog in dog prison, Oakley?
Yes, we went to go see Oakley, and she's doing great, and we practiced with her, had a great time. So.
Awesome. We had a great weekend. I took the boys. I have two boys still at home, two teens, 15 and 13, and Elijah is a force, like we were talking about Ike Riker just a little while ago. And we were walking down the street going to a park.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to hang. Mom was doing something, probably working. I think she was working. And so we see this cat in the neighborhood. And this is what I'm about to say. He wasn't being funny. But this the word that he came out with, he said, see that cat, Dad? That cat now is tame. He says, because it's been neuterated.
Neuterated?
So, you know, usually I will take advantage of that situation and just, you know, just kind of do some shtick and chop him up a little bit. What? Neuterator? You got so funny.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, but I didn't. I thought I would use it for the radio. So
Neuterated. That's
so that's my new term. So that's not that's not why Oakley is in dog prison. She's not being neuterated, right?
No, she's not being. No, we already took care of that.
Double whammy, man. Golly.
Awesome. Kit Cummings, the Power of Peace Project. We just found out about you through David Delk, who is in charge of the FCA.
Right.
And then he found out about you through Susan Norris, who is a force.
Yeah, well, and he said, be sure and give Susan credit or else she'll get a little feisty.
Oh,
so.
She's feisty all the time anyway,
she
man.
She is very feisty all the time.
Boy, he knows her very, very well. So you've got this peace project, which is amazing as I read into it and find out more. It all started in 2010 in Philly. Right? Mm-hmm. That's where you got the inception of this thing. What happened? Yeah. Take us back.
That's when the thought arrived. I mean, really, it was a life-changing thought. I had been, I had a kid that was like a little brother to me in the 90s through a church that that I was leading, and just a beautiful kid. And then I went off and I moved to Athens and to lead up there, and I lost him. And so for a decade went by, and I'd never talked to him, never heard about him. His mom found me on Facebook and asked me if I would go help him, and he got in real trouble. He had gotten jumped into a gang and risen up and become somebody, and he was looking at a murder charge. Hmm. And that got me into this arena, you know, this fascinating culture that you really don't hear about much unless you watch Hard Time, Locked Up, Gangland.
Right.
And then I was invited into a prison on a ministry weekend, and I'm telling you, the lights came on. It's never gone off. It's just, I don't know, it was a calling. And so I was speaking in Philadelphia December 5th, 2010. It was such a powerful idea. When I left the conference after I spoke, I had the taxi driver drive me to the Rocky statue and get a picture of me, like, with my hands in there, because I wanted to.
Adrian!
I'm so serious, man. I want. How many people have a picture of the day that their light changed, you know, for the better? But right. I help these guys that have a picture of the worst day of their life.
Yeah.
That they have to wear on this bad, you know, when they got that, you know, their ID in the prison. But anyway, Dr. King's picture came up on the screen after I spoke, and I was just very clear, man. I was present, sharp, alert, and bam. And the idea was, I'm going to go back to this prison, which is Georgia's most dangerous, violent, maximum security prison. There happened to be a gang war going on, and I'm going to try a peace pledge, a 40-day peace pledge in honor of Dr. King on his birthday and see what happens.
Wow.
Everything changed.
Kit Cummings, yeah. He is the founder of the Power of Peace Project. So were you like a peace movement guy before then? I mean, you led churches and you were part of churches. I mean, was that always in you, or just this inspiration, this Holy Spirit kind of shakeup just happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of that. But I grew up here in Atlanta. I've been here over 50 years.
Yeah.
And so this is my town. And but the civil rights, you know, this is the hub, the heart of where Dr. King began his work.
Right.
And of course it jumped off in Montgomery. But after college, I read a book, and it was Dr. King's Let the Trumpet Sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew my mind. And I don't even remember what led me to read it. And then I read Gandhi's biography, and then I read Malcolm X's biography, and I started studying these icons of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it fascinated me. And that was 25 years ago when I really got into that, having no idea that the seeds were being planted, mm-hmm. you know, for the things that I was going to do now.
Did you find that, and we want to get into what happened the 40 days, because you took 12 men in this particular prison,
mm-hmm.
40 days of peace. You wanted to see if they could do it for 40 days.
Right.
And we'll finish the rest of the story. As you've progressed in your journey and in the beginning with reading these books, have you had people kind of look at you? Did you have people kind of look at you strange? You're doing what? You're reading who?
Yeah.
You want to do what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a dog would when they hear that high-pitched whistle.
Right? I know.
Right?
It's that moment. It'll happen all day today when you meet somebody that you don't know. What's the icebreaker? What do they say? So what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
And so my answer does get that cockeyed. What? Come again? Because, you know, I mean, it's interesting. But, I mean, there was some opposition in a very interesting way from some people here in town. There's always... have to, and part of my work that you mentioned on my arm, there are victims out there. There have been families that have been just destroyed through violent crime.
Mm.
And I work with men and women in women's facilities at times that have perpetrated a lot of those crimes. Mm-hmm. And I always have to remember there's two sides, you know,
right.
to the
right.
story, the victim and the perpetrator. And so I have to be very cognizant of that. And I do work with victims in the programs we do with the kids in the suburbs, which has to do with overdose prevention, suicide.
Mm.
I mean, kids in the suburbs killing themselves, kids in the inner cities killing each other.
Right.
So, you know, that's become a big part of the work, too. But, yeah, people are shocked.
Mm. We're talking with Kit Cummings, and he is the founder of the Power of Peace Project. We've got a few minutes to a break. Let's start it off, though. So 12 men, you start serving through a ministry or whatever in this prison,
mm-hmm.
and you get the idea. How'd you get the idea for the 40 days of peace?
Well, I mean, I just like 40.
Yeah. There's
12 guys, but that was cool. 40, yeah. You know, is a number of transformation if you think about it in the Bible.
Did you pick the 12? Did you say, hey, you 12?
There was about 20 15 to 20 off and on that would come to this class. And I'm telling you, this prison was coming off the chain. There was at one point four killings in 5 weeks.
This is 2011. This is not 1965. This is 2011. Yeah. This is all happening. Mm.
And these young, the 12, just happened to be the day that we signed the first pledge. And it was white, black, and brown, Christian, Muslim, Jew, you know, Hispanic, young, 17 to 30, most of them doing life sentences, some gang affiliated, wow. Crip, Blood, Gangster Disciple. I mean, it was the perfect testing ground.
Wow.
We want to talk about more of this, how this story unfolds. Now this project is global. It's amazing. Mm. I saw a video of you in Ferguson, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, fires in the background, and, you know, people getting, you know, beat up. I mean, it's crazy town.
Yeah.
But peace rules, right?
Always.
Wow, love it. We're talking with Kit Cummings. He'll be back with us, the Power Peace Project. I'm Rick Probst.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe.
This is Faith Talk Live. We'll be right back.
From our seventh floor studio in Buckhead, this is Faith Talk Live with Rick Probst and Dan Ratcliffe.
It is the 120th Boston Marathon going on. Even as we speak, I was streaming it while we were in the office upstairs. They let the wheelchair racers go, and then the women, and then the guys, and they throw the elites in there somehow.
Yeah, I went ahead and ran, finished it up, and then came into work here. So
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure.
I would say that's on my bucket list, but and I am a runner. I am a marathoner, but yeah. I have friends today that are they're running even as we speak, so it's exciting. Hopefully when we're done, it's a great show, but I'm excited to get back into the office and see the end. Wow, 120 years.
That's a lot of years of running.
That is. And I love running. Dan, not so much.
Nope.
By the way, we are doing another Celebrate Freedom, Run with Rick, Ride with Dan.
Oh, good.
So awesome. That's coming up. I asked the other day. So John, just a little guy, Sturziger, said that we were going to do that. So
awesome.
That's coming up in September. Hey, this is Faith Talk Live. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Happy Monday.
You can follow us on Twitter at RickFTA, at DanFTA, at PowerOfPeace88, Facebook.com/FaithTalkLive, streaming and on demand at FaithTalkAtlanta.com and on our app. And we're on Periscope TV. Thanks, Dan, for... Was the hamster on the wheel just tired?
What's the deal? Yeah, I had to feed him, so I forgot to feed him this morning. So we're back up and running again, though, so we're good.
We have a special guest in the studio, Kit Cummings, and thanks for your last minute saying I'll do this.
Yeah, very last minute.
Because as I read your schedule, which I was going to do this a little bit later on, he's going to be doing some Oprah Winfrey stuff. He's at the White House, My Brother Keeper Task Force. He's doing breakfasts, and, I mean, his schedule... And it's not even been updated, so yeah. I'm sure there's stuff in between. What was the one I saw that would be close? He's doing a Catalyst, which will be a Catalyst. We'll see a Catalyst. Mm-hmm. We do our show live there. And Atlanta Mission Homeless Women thing in December, which Jim Reese is a real good friend of ours as well. So you're just everywhere. Thanks for taking time as we talk about the piece, the project that you founded and the whole story behind that. We want to talk about your book. Is this book out yet, or is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up because you have a signing coming up, I think, in October or something like that. Piece Behind the Wire. And this is not just, I say just, this is a peace project that's happening right here where we are, not in the studio, but here in this city. But it's happening globally because of a vision and a dream. So welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Go to our website, faithtalkatlanta.com, and you can find out more about what's going on. We're giving away iPad minis, and you can talk about or you can see and find out more about the Peace Financial University that's going on, which you took that whole thing. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the hour, and so much more. Wow.
We do have a lot of stuff going on, don't we?
We do. We have. It's crazy town around here. So anyway, you can find out more Faith Talk Atlanta. In fact, so much stuff goes on. Promotions has, I don't know when they sleep. And then every day I
usually at work is when I sleep.
No, that's usually me in the morning.
That's you. Okay. I heard somebody snoring.
Yeah, so. That was me. Anyway, so check out the website. It's always freshened up, if you will, and there's new stuff on there, stuff that you can get involved in, resources and free stuff. Really cool. FaithTalkAtlanta.com. Kit Cummings, Power of Peace Project, and he brought Debbie McAdoo with him this morning. Thanks for doing that. Okay, let's go back a little
She's laughing at you,
is she,
Rick.
Why is she laughing? There, you can ring the bell. Anytime.
I figured out that bell. I just hope you don't ring it on me during this interview, man, because I think it's the baloney meter.
No. Anytime we like what you're saying, we ring it. Or if you drop a name. Yeah, yeah. We do.
Like
both.
If you said David Delk.
Well, now I feel bad that you haven't rang it on me once.
Oh, yeah. I've been ringing it. I think you just missed it.
But anyway,
it's all good. Kit Cummings and the Power of Peace Project. Okay, so let me see. Let's pick up where you've got 12 men. You've picked out 12 men to do this 40 days of peace, and you presented it to them, and their response was, yeah, let's do it, or what? How was it?
You crazy. I mean, I'm not lying.
Because they live it. They live in this culture. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I came back all fired up, and I mean, I got on the plane from Philly and been with Rocky, you know, and started hammering. It was just, I really believe it was inspired. I started writing down the 7 steps, and we'd get 12, 7 steps, 40 days, daily journaling, action challenges every day, small groups every week, rivals sitting down and trying to do this. And then I went back and I dared them. And then I said, I don't think you can do it. Yeah, I mean, this takes a real man to do this right
here. Challenge, right?
Yeah,
there.
Anybody can be violent. I mean, anybody can do nothing with their lives. This is significant. I'm going to ask you to follow King, Gandhi, and Mandela. We started with 3. Now we have like 15, you know, iconic peacemakers that make up 3 projects we do, but they're 40 days at a time. So I went back and told them, here's my idea. First, I told the warden, and he told me, no, we ain't doing this. We're not ready for this. I mean, this thing's on fire, you know? And he said, but you can do what you want in your class. So I went back to these, you know, 12, 15, 20 guys. And no, I mean, it was several weeks leading up to it to try to get them to be willing to sign it. And we just kept on hammering away at it. And the one that got them, I mean, think about this. This is what I was challenged. Be a peacemaker wherever you go. Respect everyone. And I'm talking about officers. You don't like other guys on the yard. When provoked, do not retaliate.
Wow, that's a tough one.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, find a better way. 4, now this is maximum security prison. When cursed, don't curse back. You know, now they laughed just like you did. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, right. Come
there
on.
You go.
I still have that problem with Dan in the morning.
I'm having to tell him to ding me. That's pretty sad. Asking for dings. So anyway, but it was just don't lie, lie, cheat, or steal for 40 days. And I said, day 41, lose your mind. But for 40 days, you got to, when you're wrong, promptly admit it, quickly make amends, treat your enemies with respect, even when you disagree. So these were, I said, I don't know if you can do it. Let's try. And that's how we jumped it off.
Let's stop for a second, because the culture, now we've watched the movies and the television shows. The culture in there is pretty horrific, right? You've got gangs fighting gangs, people fighting officers, et cetera. So you're basically telling them to turn the other cheek, right?
Yeah, and it was, I mean, daily stabbings.
Yeah.
Okay? And but basically, it's nonviolence is a weapon of the strong, not the weak.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes I said, King, strong or weak? They said, strong. I said, you know, Gandhi, strong, Mandela, and I'm like, Jesus. And they said, strong. I said, you just named the most powerful, you know, and there's powerful women, you know, that have taken stands. Mother Teresa, amazing.
Yeah,
Maya Angelou changed the world. You know, Rigoberta. I mean, there's these amazing human beings that we have that we follow, and all of them are strong. So this is an illusion. You got to learn to stand up and be a real man nonviolently, but don't back down. So some think turn the other cheek. That's maintaining control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody can just push my buttons and pull my strings, you're a puppet.
Right.
And if I can just look at you and get you to jump, well, then I own you.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, you be in charge of you. And if it comes time to defend yourself, do it. Nobody's going to tell you not to protect yourself. But I'm saying most violence can be de-escalated if somebody takes control of the situation and brings peace into it powerfully. So
Kit mm-hmm. Cummings talking about the Power of Peace Project, how it all began. 12 men in a maximum security prison, gang fights and craziness going on. 2011 is when it began. We've got to go to a hard break. Let's pick up when they said, okay, we'll do it. We'll see how it happened and what's going on all over the globe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
People just looked at you and said, man, you crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't tell you my nickname, but it was the crazy, and then had something to do with Cuckoo. My ethnicity.
We'll ring it on the... Yeah, there you go. Kit Cummings, the Power of Peace Project. You can go to powerofpeaceproject.com to find out more. We'll be back right after this break. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe.
This is Faith Talk Live. Stay right there.
You're listening to Faith Talk Live with Rick Probst and Dan Ratcliffe, right here on Faith Talk Atlanta.
You know, this song is just perfect for the guy to my right, Kit yes. Cummings, Born to be
Are
Wild.
Are you saying he's wild? Is that what you're saying? Ding. You got ding there.
Anybody that's done what he's done and is doing what he's doing, it's amazing. He's telling us about the stories of him going into... you know, the place where the prisoners live and just calling them out. And I'd be shaking in my shakings. Yeah. I mean, there'd be a puddle of water around me. I don't know, but it's pretty amazing.
That's not water.
You're listening to Faith Talk Live. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe.
You can follow us on Twitter at RickFTA, at DanFTA, at Power of Peace 88. That is... the Power of Peace Twitter there, the ID, facebook.com/FaithTalkLive, streaming and on demand at faithtalkatlanta.com and on our app. And we're on Periscope TV. Kit Cummings, the Power of Peace Project, Healing Wounded Communities. Coming up this week, we'll hear from Dr. Jill Sweetman. She's back in the studio. I think that's Wednesday.
She's not bringing the Vegemite again, is she?
No, I don't know what she's bringing.
That was nasty.
But we're going to delve into the mind of a Christian doctor there, counselor. And also, Mike Parker is going to bring some worship back from, he's going to bring his guitar, and we're going to do some worship tunes, maybe some of his new stuff. That's all coming up this week. And you can find out more by following us on Twitter or Facebook.
And sometime before Saturday, I need to go find a 70s outfit for the Must Ministries Gala that Ike was so kind to.
I'm almost there. I have most of my outfit ready to go. I need a wig, and I need the John Lennon glasses, and I'm finished.
You probably still have clothes left from the
70s. Well, I still wear my
70s. I still wear my
70s clothes, so it's all good. That'll be Saturday night. This Saturday night, the Must Gala. It's a great cause. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Kit Cummings and the Power of Peace Project, powerofpeaceproject.com. We can't do this justice because we have a short amount of time. You go to his website and you get all the details, resources, and stuff, and videos. Amazing. All right, so you're in the prison, and you finally get it across to the 12 that you want to do this 40 days of peace. Mm-hmm. You're crossing... crossing lines of denomination, of belief, lack of belief, ethnicity. I mean, that's the perfect storm in a prison, right? What you were describing, all these different guys come in. How can you have peace in a place like that? So let's pick up. The 12 say, okay, we're going to do it. Did you have this all mapped out so they could follow it step by step? What?
Yeah, I basically put together just a journal for them, and they had two quotes. Like first 13 days was Dr. King, and so two quotes from him and an action challenge that day. And then next week we get together and we talk about how did it go. You know, what were the struggles? Is it possible? Did anybody have any success? You know, we're just looking to, you know, celebrate anything that they did. And then they would have, so we'd get together and we'd wrestle with it and say, you know, what happened? What could have worked? How could he have handled it together better, you know? And we started to realize that everybody wants peace. I mean, deep down inside us, we're built for it. And so we believe that there are certain, you know, individuals that are beyond redemption. I started finding out that that's not true at all. I mean, I've done work on death row in Alabama, Louisiana, and that's at the bottom of the, and here's, scriptures have come alive to me. You know, when Paul said that God will use the lowly, despised and hated things of this world to shame the wise.
Right.
I'm like, that's what I'm seeing in there. And but Christian and Muslims coming together to work for peace. And, you know, the gang's coming together because basically, you know, I say, hey, you want to do hard time? None of them do. Anybody want their sons to come here? None of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when something's about to jump off before it does? Pretty much.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have the power collectively to stop it if you wanted to? They say, absolutely. So then we started getting together with the leaders. I told them to keep it on the down low. Yeah. I said, I don't have permission to do this, so y'all do not tell anybody. And that worked about as well as when Jesus healed somebody and said, don't tell anybody. He told 10 dang cities. And so that's, you know, there's one guy named Andre, and he's just a beast. I mean, he had power, influence, young, life sentence, connected. He went out and started bringing gang leaders to me on the yard saying, Kit, hey, man, this is Chang Gang, this is Kit. He's good. Vouching for me. And he said, hey, he wants to be a part of the thing. And I'm like, okay, well, he can come on Fridays, but here are the rules. And so we started having this open call out on Fridays. And I'm telling you, the who's who started coming in to find out what it was about.
Wow.
And magic began to happen. And peace came to that prison because we had a round table discussion, the peace council, and we would talk about real issues. You know, I mean, I'm talking about real issues. Like, what's going on today, fellas? Well, you know, Day-Day, he said, we got D1, we had somebody this week wrapped up in a sheet, tied up, and set on fire. What should we do about that?
Oh,
and I'm like, wow, dang. I mean, you know, the inside voice and the outside voice were different.
And so
we talk about it, and I'd say, okay, well, first of all, let's take a vote. No burnings this week. We get everybody good with that?
It's a good way to start. Yeah.
Hands in the air. Come on now. But we started to work on it. Peace came to that prison for this magical season, and it won Institution of the Year in the state of Georgia. So it went from worst to first, and that kind of got me that year. And it got me being invited, you know, around to different prisons around the country and then overseas, and it was them. I mean, I always give them credit. And I think it's important to say this, too, because sometimes people are like, wow, I can't believe you do this. Like, I'm some, you know, good guy that said, yeah, I'm going to go. And no, I'm a guy that went through a dark time. You know, a preacher that fell, and it was public. And I really went through a dark wilderness time. And I came out of it, you know, with a heart for people that are hurting and in trouble.
That's awesome.
And so that's when God does some of his best work, when we're in the desert, in the wilderness, in the deep, dark storms. And so that's why I did it, is I made a promise to him that if you allow me to have a ministry again, because I walked away from 2,000 people, burned out. And then went into a storm.
That's success.
Yeah. Then just the bottom fell out.
Wow.
So I said, I'll go to the harassed and helpless. I'll go to the, you know, the hungry, the sick, the stranger, the naked, thirsty, the prisoner, where there's not a lot of ministry for the
prisoner.
And Jesus himself,
he
got locked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus experienced capital punishment. Jesus had an unwed teenage pregnant mother. Jesus was an illegal alien. When he was 2, they got him out of the country to save his life as a baby. So, I mean, he was homeless. He had no place to lay his head. So you think about it. He was homeless. He was hungry. He was chased around. He was locked up. He was killed. That's why he said, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. I'll be there. And so I went in these prisons, and I tell him straight up in the beginning, look, I'm not the good guy trying to bring God to you. I'm the guy coming in here trying to find God in you. And that shocks him. And then
We're talking with Kit Cummings, the Power of Peace Project. Go to powerofpeaceproject.com. Boy, this guy is not just 1 hour show. We could have him for hours. So you were mentioning that you've got other folks in other prisons and other countries because they want to have peace as well. What's been the response from people? Like, what did the guards do when they saw this? What did the warden do? What did what does the community say when they see the impossible happening? What do they say?
It's powerful because once a movement starts in a city, like we went to Michigan, there were 3 prisons. We've got over 1,500, maybe 2,000, you know, guys that have been through phases of the program, and they get a wristband that says, I am the power of peace. And so they're walking through the yard. People see the wristband and say, that's one of those peacemakers, and that's a powerful element. But then the schools in the community, they start getting, you know, these kids are in a gangster culture, hip-hop, gangster hip-hop or Grand Theft Auto. And so this gets their attention and holds it. I don't care if you're in the suburbs or not. So then it became this team peace movement. And then it got crazy in prisons. We had a prison with 1,200 residents. And the warden did an open call out, said, you know, who wants to be a part of the power of peace? We had over 600 men sign up.
Wow.
And then it was like I was in trouble walking across the yard because guys come to me and say, yo, man, how come you didn't get me in?
Ooh.
And I'm like, whoa, hold on, man. Don't put that on me. So that's a good problem to have because, you know, prisons don't have programs that are that popular. Hmm. You know, so this really speaks to people because everybody wants peace.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Wow.
We were talking off mic while Periscope was going on. We were in a break about how ethnicity and religious barriers connecting.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult on the outside,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How's it working on the inside?
Well, I think that it's just, these are universal laws and principles. This is the way God set things up. It's the way his amazing universe works. It's just like saying, I don't believe in gravity. Well, you ain't gonna stop gravity. It's just, it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so these are basic principles that Dr. King and Gandhi and Mr. Mandela and the Dalai Lama, they're all just connecting with these universal laws and principles. And so I challenge them for 40 days, and then they get hooked on it. And after 40 days, they don't want to lose it. It's like, man, my life is better, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try some more. And, you know, they started spreading the word. Good news travels. And the warden came up to me and said, what have you done? And I said, it was an experiment. I told them to be quiet about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a movement had started, and then it went to Kansas and Nebraska and Ohio and Illinois and down into Florida, and then it got crazy. Prisons in South Africa, prisons in Honduras, prisons in Mexico, prisons in the Ukraine. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
Guatemala's coming up in November. Next year's India. I mean,
you're going to Tijuana here pretty soon, right? At what point did you go, wait a minute, this is surreal? It wasn't too long ago that I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
How did I get here?
Yeah. I mean, it's
do you still do that?
God,
is there times you're going, what?
Yeah. And I mean, I believe this. God loves to use knuckleheads.
Yes, he does. Just look at the Bible.
Look at the Bible. He loves this room. Look at these talk show hosts.
And he loves to use convicts. You think about it. Mm. Moses was on the run. David killed lots of people. He put a hit out on a guy. Because he wanted his wife, right? Paul killed lots of people in the name of God, which we would call kind of a jihad kind of a situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's God uses broken people.
Mm-hmm. Let's get more. We're moving into the final segment of the show. Kit Cummings, Power of Peace Project. You can go to powerofpeaceproject.com. We'll talk about where he's going the rest of this year, maybe the new book that's coming out or is out, Peace Behind the Wire. And more. Wow. You're listening to Faith Talk Live. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Faith Talk Live with Rick Probst and Dan Ratcliffe on Faith Talk Atlanta.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
You're listening to Faith Talk Live. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Happy Monday to you.
It is a great Monday. You can follow us on Twitter, RickFTA at DanFTA, Facebook.com/FaithTalkLive, streaming it on demand at FaithTalkAtlanta.com and on our app. And we're on Periscope TV. Kit Cummings, founder and president of the Power of Peace Project. He is in the studio healing wounded communities. You can follow him at Power of Peace 88. And talking on off mic with him, Periscope viewers can hear some of the stories we just don't have time to talk about on the radio. And you can go to the website and find out more. You can also pick up his book, Peace Behind the Wire. He's got a number of books, Peace Behind the Wire. And we'll talk more about that book and other places you can find it as well. On tomorrow's show, Ann White coming up with Grace Ministries. She's our guest. She's got a new book out called 7 Steps to Courage. We'll talk more about that. That's on Tuesday's show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Must Ministries Gala coming up this Saturday. Dan and I will be. Is anybody going with you from your family?
Bethany, my daughter, I think is going to go with me.
Okay. And she's got to dress up also.
It's yeah, like everybody, she's got to find something. We got to find some 70s stuff.
The 70s stuff.
Yeah.
If not, maybe Ike's got some more 70s stuff, Elvis stuff in his closet.
Yeah, and they've already got the Love Boat theme covered, so they've got Captain Stupid.
Oh,
Harry,
yeah.
So
that
would have been easier.
Anyway, that's going to be Saturday. Then Monday we'll talk about the adventure that we had on Saturday night. Kit Cummings, the Power of Peace Project. What a schedule. This guy is everywhere. Coming up to Tijuana, before we get into Tijuana, on the 26th at the Strand, you've got an event coming up, and your son, Cole.
That's cool.
Is going to be opening up for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's a comedian.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, UGA. He's a student up there, but he does comedy clubs. I mean, he's awesome.
Has he always been? Did he grow up being a funny guy, or is it something he kind of grew into?
Yeah, yeah, he's a knucklehead too.
Apple didn't fall from the tree, right?
Not far.
So on that night, which is a what night did we discover it was? A Tuesday night, right? So on that night, what's going to happen at the Strand?
Well, an interesting development. So the prison thing was where the big buzz came from, and then I started getting invited into inner city schools, gang intervention, in tough communities. But then all of a sudden the suburbs started calling, and it was a whole different cause, because in the inner cities we're losing kids to gang violence and youth crime, and they're killing each other. Mm-hmm. In the suburbs, we're losing our kids to, they're killing themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got heroin overdose, which is an epidemic.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Heroin now
is the cool
2016?
Drug. Is the cool drug. It's available, it's accessible, it's cheap, it's cool. I mean, we're losing, you know, brilliant kids to this epidemic, and suicide has become an option. We had 4 in one high school in 1 year. That's unheard of. So we're doing this event right in the heart of Cobb County on the Marietta Square at the Strand Theater. Great venue, and it's going to be a show, but it's going to be laughter, goosebumps, and tears. It's called Hope is the New Dope Tour.
You, which you have those t-shirts I saw on your website.
Don't even try to steal it.
That's copywritten right now.
So you got my attention when you said dope and hope, and you put them together.
Sometimes people mess it up. I get teens, Hope is the New Dope, they say, Dope is the New Hope. And I'm like, no. It's like the opposite.
It used to be the New Hope, but it's not. Awesome.
Oh,
we're talking with Kit Cummings, the president and founder of the Power of Peace Project. So you're doing that the 26th. They can find out more on your website. Mm-hmm. And it's a ticketed event, a free event. What is it?
It's a free event. Yeah. It's a fundraiser. It's a party with a purpose. But we're trying to interrupt and redirect at-risk teens in the suburbs, because that's an untapped. Yeah. I mean, that's the people think that the kids up there are fine because they go to affluent schools. Mm-hmm. Nice. I mean, it really is. So
there's a lot of drugs.
We're trying to remove the stigma and the shame around addiction and overdose and suicide. And because not just for families that have dealt with it, but it is for them, but it's to help to intervene, get in there and stop the kids, keep them in school, off to college or get a degree. I mean, they do great if they can get it, stay off streets, off drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, this is important, and everybody knows somebody that should be there.
Yeah.
So we want to fill the hall, and it's going to be music and comedy and gripping stories, and parents are going to share, teens that are going to present. I mean, it's going to be dynamite.
It's
some elected officials. I mean, it's going to be great.
April 26th, it's a Tuesday night. You can find out more at powerofpeaceproject.com. Okay, let's talk about the book, and then if we have time, we'll talk about Tijuana. So your book, Peace Behind the Wire, that's fresh out.
It is. You find it on Amazon, Apple iBooks, BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it on the website. But it's the history of this 5-year peace movement that we've been talking about. And it tells fascinating stories. It's 22 fascinating stories from around the world. And then it goes into the history of the Power of Peace movement. And then it tells how to, why it works, this process. There's a method. It's an art and a science, you know, at the same time. So, it's being featured by the King family, who's Martin Luther King, changed my life. The King family has embraced it. They're selling it at the King Center. I've been nominated for Author of the Year in the state of Georgia with this book and the memoir division, which blows my mind. So I'll find out on June 4th how that goes.
Congratulations. Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, we look forward to reading it and find out more. And so what do you want, folks, the average person, one thing you want them to walk away with? They're going to be riveted, no doubt, by the stories and everything that's going on. But what do you want them to walk away with?
It's hope. And leave judgment up to the judge. You know what I'm saying? I mean, quit judging people by the cover, because we get it so wrong. And because I found fascinating individuals that are in tough situations because they had a really, really bad day. Sometimes it's mental illness. Sometimes it's a systematic abuse. People have stories for being there. And then there's victims that are going through unbelievable pain that are by themselves. So we're trying to inject hope into dark places. And that is not a white or black thing. It's not a rich or poor thing. It's not a us and them across the border. It's humanity needs hope. Has there ever been a time where we don't need stories of hope and inspiration, and everybody wants peace? You get peace in your life, and I mean, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Kit Cummings talking about the book he has. It's Peace Behind the Wire, and he is the president and founder of the Power of Peace Project. Tijuana coming up. Did you say it was on Cinco de Mayo that you were going to be in Tijuana? Or?
And Tijuana is going on the arm today because I promise, you know, if you do something significant in the movement, it goes on the brand. So yeah. Anyway, I'm, you know, I got to go. I got an appointment with the sorry, got to run, fellas.
Dan, no, we've got to do something significant to get on that arm.
I got
arm.
A Sharpie I can just draw on there for you.
Let's do it. 5:90 a.m., Rick and Dan, maybe. Or maybe put your faces on there.
Yes.
Awesome.
I like
the character jersey.
Absolutely is not happening.
So, oh, wow. Well, that's all the time we have for Kit. We just got to move along. No, let's talk about Tijuana.
Okay, Tijuana, because this is an there? Amazing
yes,
development.
Yes, it is.
Who's become a great friend. He's a maverick. I mean, he planted underground churches in Iran, Iraq, Libya, Lebanon in the 90s.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's out there is Jeff Wadstrom, great friend. He invited me, found me on Facebook. We started connecting kindred spirits, and he's doing this amazing project with soccer down in the toughest part of Tijuana called Terrazas. And he wanted the peace movement there, so he invited me, and all of a sudden this thing started developing, and we've connected with the governor, the directors, a billionaire businessman down there, the prisons. I had an appointment with the drug kingpin when I was down there.
Wow.
To get his blessing for this project.
No way.
And tell him we needed protection in that community.
Wow.
And so that was interesting.
Got cool
appointments. And but anyway,
I've got cool appointments.
We really, there's this amazing little truce that's happened over this area between the cartels, the drug gangs, the rich landowner, the business people, the police. It's all this intricate system that's fascinating.
Wow.
And they've provided protection for us to work with those kids. And I'm still working on, can you get me protection with working with the cartels in the prison?
Yeah.
Because we are going to be working with rival cartels in the prisons down there, which is going to be, you know, I keep using the word fascinating. That's the key to my life, is just go in fascinated, and there's, you don't, I just connect with people. They're just people.
Dude, walking by faith.
And yeah.
Man.
Love this. Hey, there's more to this story. We just don't have time to tell it. So go to his website. You can go to thepowerofpeaceproject.com, and it's Kit Cummings. Pick up this book, Peace Behind the Wire. He's got some other books you'll want to pick up. You'll probably see him flash on television somewhere. You'll hear about him on the radio.
26 at the Strand. Don't forget
about
that.
There you go. Check that out. We'd love to have you back. You're amazing. Thanks for what you do, Kit Cummings.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tomorrow, we'll be back. It's going to be a great show. Have an amazing Monday. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Radcliffe.
This is Faith Talk Live.